This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I love this whole kind of cloak and dagger, 007 spy stuff. Apparently there is a leaked document. Is it really leaked? Really? I'm just at this point in my 20-some years of, being around, that I just think a lot of things are kind of planned and, kind of structured and choreographed. I mean, apparently there's this document that was leaked, right, revealing CDC and FEMA's plans for reopening the country. Okay, it's leaked. You guys have no idea what a leak is. A leak is wearing white jeans in the 1980s, and then having your period and the maxi pad bunched up to one side. That's a leak, okay? This is not a leak. This is basically proof that the government has a priority to reopen the country. It's a stepwide plan where beginning May 1st, there's supposed to be this national campaign to, kind of get everybody on board. And then a slow transition of reopening the schools, reopening the churches. I'd like to see the national parks reopened. Okay. Regular parks, outside. Kids can go outside. The dog, won't go pee-pee house anymore. Let's get outside into the park. Summer camps. And then a staged reopening depending on which states have low cases. And I'm not that much against that, because I think it's going to be like a, getting into the pool. If the water's cold, if you just sit there and you put one toe in and then you put another toe in, summer's over by the time you get into the pool. But if you just kind of go, okay, we're going to jump in, and then all of a sudden you're like, okay, this wasn't that bad. So I'm more of that sort of plan, as long as we have a few things in place. Hospitals have beds, and it looks like the majority of, states, maybe not New York, but the majority of states have hospital beds available, have ICU beds available, have staff that isn't sick. If we have means to test, right, for those who need to get tested, the tests are accurate, the tests are being done accurately. If we have a medication regimen that we think could work, now it might take a while, but, we have some things in our coffer that we could use, I'm for that. But I think we are at the point where we need to start looking at reopening. Now, in terms of schools, I don't know if I'm a big fan of opening up the schools like second week of May, third week of May, because school, it's already over. I mean, I think my kids have finals May 10th. So at that point, I don't know, do you guys want the kids to go back to school? I heard a hell yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah, can I hear an amen? I understand you guys want the kids out of the house. Oh, my gosh. I love my sons. But, one, there's no food. I mean, two, I don't think I've seen them in a shirt more than twice this whole month. I don't even think they own clothes anymore. I think they just leave them on the ground. I think the cat pees them up, and they literally have no clothes. So I would really like to see my kids wearing a shirt. I'd like to see them brush their teeth. maybe wear some deodorant. So I think I do want to see some normalcy. Personally, I think at this point having them go back to school doesn't make sense. I think a lot of kids are you know, they're behind. I think you really haven't had a lot of one-on-one, you know, remediation for students that might be falling off the curve. You really haven't had a lot of instruction. So I think this year's kaput. At this point, school is out, except medical students, dental students, nursing students, let them, for the love of God, let them get back. I mean, they want to help. You have students, you have medical students out there going, please let me help. I mean, they have devoted their lives, they've devoted their whole academic careers, and they are grounded because schools are worried about, who knows, you know, liability or them getting sick or whatever. And I mean, the students want to help and they want to learn. You can't get those 3 months back if they're off for that long. So you need to allow them to, you know, at least start to, again, you know, get out there. Again, with personal protective equipment, et cetera. Now, we have, the problem we have in terms of reopening is we do need leadership from the national level. And the reason why is you have a huge array of plans and attitudes towards reopening depending on the governor. So you have Governor Abbott, who's like, you know, he's ready to reopen. Then you have Governor Newsom, who basically said at a press conference yesterday that no plans to open until we have a vaccine. So Californians are like really freaking out. I was on KABC yesterday with John Phillips and Randy Wang, and people were shocked. They thought that Governor Newsom was going to talk about reopening the country. He had 6 steps, but he made it sound like it wasn't going to happen anytime soon. And that certain businesses wouldn't be able to reopen unless they could, you know, ensure social distancing. Well, kids can't stay away from each other for 6 to 12 feet. Okay? I mean, kids need to play. They need to square dance. They need to pass the, you know, pass the dodgeball. They need to, it's kickball. Kickball's where you kick the ball. Dodgeball's where you gotta throw it at each other and knock them down. I mean, they need to finger paint. They need a hug from their teacher. You're not gonna be able to social distance at a school. The classroom sizes aren't big enough. You're not gonna be able to social distance at a salon. You know, somebody needs to cut my hair or dye my hair. Yes, my hair's dyed. I'm not a natural blonde. They gotta be right there in my hair. I mean, you know, when you do a pap smear, it's really hard to do a pap smear with a 6-foot speculum. You got to be in there. And my fingers are not long enough to do a prostate exam 6 feet away. And the 6 feet rule is now moot, if that's the word I'm supposed to use. I hate that word, moot. Because they say the virus can spread 13 feet. It can spread longer. So I think we're at the point now where if we could start getting a hold of people and getting a hold of the, more, you know, severe areas and have a means where we could quarantine people who are sick or high risk and allow them to get treatment, I think we could start allowing a lot of the healthier parts of the country or the healthier communities slowly start getting back. We're going to be talking about suicide hotlines and how they have exploded in terms of people calling. We're going to talk about prisons. Why are we letting prisoners out? Apparently one got out because of coronavirus and killed somebody. We're really letting prisoners out for this? And then, you know, to have students go back on, you know, finals week makes no sense.
Hello, I'm a bald person. Which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so, you know, the back and forth that we're going to see now in terms of reopening the country is obviously going to be the next big headline. I think everybody's kind of all doctored out. I think they're tired of hearing about, you know, morbidity and mortality and what this virus is doing. I think people are starting to move on. Meanwhile, you know, you still have people in the hospitals. We still have pretty significant, morbidity rates. So we have, 2 million worldwide cases, 129,000 worldwide deaths, about 500,000 have recovered already. And when you look at the USA numbers, we're at 618,000 total cases of those tested, 26,000 deaths. 26,000 deaths, still nowhere near the 100 to 200,000, but still, frightening nonetheless. And, New York's still grappling with the majority of them, 203,000 cases, 10,800 deaths. Again, we're not really seeing breakdowns of the deaths. That's not, that might not be something we'll ever get. If we're going to, coronavirus cause, how many of them were never tested for coronavirus and just assumed to be coronavirus caused? And look, I'm not criticizing that method. I mean, if you don't have the test and you're a doctor or a nurse and you're taking care of a patient, and, you have to sign a death certificate and move on to the next patient, you can only do what you can. If it looks like a lung disease that was caused by coronavirus and, that's the best information you have, you put it down. But, those aren't the numbers that I'm questioning. The numbers I'm questioning are the non-respiratory related deaths. Or the respiratory related deaths, it might have been strep pneumonia. I mean, how many thousands of cases of pneumonia do we get a year? I mean, are all of those included in that tally? If New York sees about, 8,000 deaths a month, and they've had 10,000 people since this has started, do we have those other numbers too? So, I had a patient that called in with chest pain yesterday. I've been working, since day one, but not as rigorously as those in the hospitals. I've been doing telemedicine, so it's a piece of cake compared to what everybody else is doing. But still, I've seen patients every day. Again, somebody called in with chest pain. And I said, look, you got to get this checked. You need to get an EKG. And they go, well, it's going to my shoulder. I'm nauseated. And I go, you have to go. And again, they're like, well, nobody will take me. Like, what are you talking about? Nobody will take you. They said, yeah, because of coronavirus. The doctor's offices will only take coronavirus. Now, that's not true. Okay, there are other illnesses besides coronavirus. If you're having chest pain, if you're having trouble breathing, whether it's coronavirus or not, you have got to get yourself checked out. So luckily I convinced them to go to the hospital, but I if there are people that are not going to the hospital for their chest pain, if they're not, getting their medical care, taking care of, where are the numbers of people dying at home of a heart attack? Where are the numbers of people dying at home from asthma exacerbations? So the problem is we're only getting one sliver of the story, and we need support from our constituents, depending on whatever city or state you live in, to reopen. And if somebody hears, well, New York still has 10,000 deaths, I don't want to reopen, people say. But if they're like, that, you don't understand, that's, including a lot of the deaths that would have already happened. Now that starts putting things into perspective. New Jersey has about 68,000 cases, 2,800 deaths. Massachusetts, 28,000 cases, 957 deaths. Michigan, 27,000 cases, 1,700 deaths. Pennsylvania, 26,000 cases, 696 deaths. So that rounds out the top five. Again, not much change there. California's coming in and starting to increase, some of their cases with 25,000 cases, 789 deaths. And so Governor Newsom kind of dropped the bombshell yesterday at a news conference where he began listing, the six means to get back to work, very similar to what, the U.S. government had suggested in terms of, let's make sure we have hospital beds, let's make sure we can, treat, let's make sure we could isolate, those. Let's, make sure we could keep social distancing and, But then he kind of at the end, from what I understand, brought up that, they would need a vaccine. Now, I don't know how optimistic we are on getting the vaccine. I'm still thinking we're going to have one by the end of the summer. Right, because it sounds like we have enough companies working on it. However, why don't we have a vaccine Why did we not have a vaccine for the first SARS? Does anybody know what happened there? Well, from what I understand, what happened with the first SARS was they got close. They got really, really close. And then when they used it on animals, when they did the animal trials failed because it caused an inflammatory immune response in their lungs. Then they started to make a little bit more headway, but SARS was over. The outbreak was done by July, officially. Last case was end of May. They officially called it in July of 2003. So then pharmaceutical companies didn't have a lot of incentive to keep going. So nobody continued. Now, with that time frame, they would still be a little bit behind with us. I mean, they knew their disease started in November, whereas, you know, with us, we didn't really hear about it until end of December. So, you know, we are a couple months, you know, they had a couple months head start. But they got close, but they never really officially got, you know, a vaccine. And we're being told back and forth, well, you know, this isn't really like flu, and it's not like, you know, the other coronaviruses, like colds. So we can come up with a vaccine, even though you can't really come up with a vaccine for the common cold. And, you know, yearly flu vaccines still have to be changed out each year. So, you know, is this going to be a one-time injection, a one-time jab, or is it going to be something that you need to have yearly? You know, are they, you know, optimistic, you know, getting this protein and figuring out how to, you know, address the protein? Then we're being told that another strain came up in India, another vaccine, and that, or another strain of the virus came up in India, so that could kind of skew and, you know, muddy up, you know, efforts to, you know, make a vaccine if now you have a new strain. So, you know, if some states are waiting for a vaccine to reopen, that might not happen. So, you know, let's put ourselves in the governor's shoes, all right, and whichever governor you have, okay? You have a choice between people living and getting back to normal or people dying of a disease. Now, if I was governor, and this is why I don't run for politics. This is why I'm not in politics. If I was governor, I would want, in California, let's say, all 789 death certificates and medical records. And I would have a team of doctors look at them. And mind you, no blame is being put on any medical professionals. The medical professionals that have been doing their job on the front lines have been absolutely fantastic. But we do need a Monday morning quarterback. We do. And we do need somebody looking at what had happened during the thick of things, taking a step back when things are calmer, going, okay, who died? Why did they die? Let me see their CT. Let me see their lab values. Then, of those 789 deaths in California, let's say 500 of them were tested positive for coronavirus. Okay? Again, was it a coronavirus-related lung-related death? Or did somebody have a cough? Did they have, you know, fever, and then they ended up having a heart attack? Or did somebody have a heart attack? They went in, and they got a test for coronavirus. We need to know the coronavirus patients. Then the other 289 that weren't tested. Why weren't they tested? What happened? Did they still have CT evidence of coronavirus, you know, consuming the lungs? Were they tested for bacterial pneumonia? Were they tested for something else? And so I would, in that, we're only talking 789 medical records. In Florida, we're talking 591 deaths. Yes, that's a lot, but that's not a lot of medical records to comb through in a day or two. Arizona has 142 deaths. Okay, that is doable in a couple days to look through. I could do it in one afternoon. Texas had 350 deaths. Get the medical records. Everything you have. And I understand there's privacy issues. I get that. But look at those medical records and decide, you know, based on that, how deadly this was. And you could have epidemiologists there, economists. I don't care. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi is criticizing President Trump for holding back funding to the World Health Organization, saying the decision will be overruled. Pelosi issuing a statement saying this is dangerous, illegal, and will swiftly be challenged. The Speaker of the House facing criticism of her own for doing a late-night TV interview at her home in front of two refrigerators that cost roughly $18,000. New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo says there's a lot of encouraging news regarding COVID-19 data.
The healthcare situation has stabilized. The fears of overwhelming the healthcare system has not happened.
Cuomo was quick to point out that 752 people have died in the past 24 hours from coronavirus. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So before I begin, I do not want to criticize any governor. All right, I don't care if you're Republican, Democrat, or whatever. This has probably been one of the most trying times. And, you know, you did what you had to for public safety. You were scared. You know, we all were scared. People were looking, you know, to you for leadership. And I know, you know, politics, came into play very, very early on with this. But I just want to commend every governor involved, you know, on, you know, dealing with a poop storm. This was an absolute poop storm. Okay, however, now we've all had a chance to take a deep breath. Okay, we've all had a chance to kind of assess the situation. And if I was governor, this is what I would do. Not that I'm running for governor. Lord have mercy. I could not do politics. I don't like it when people don't like me. I need people to like me. I couldn't have people going, oh my gosh, man, Dr. Dahlia is, yeah, I would probably as governor have you call me Dr. Dahlia. Yeah, I just, you know, cause, yeah. I don't like criticism. I just don't like criticism, you know, which is why I really don't ask for your opinion on my show because, you know, I don't really need to hear it. So, you know, I'm a doctor and I only have a small piece in this because I'm a doctor. To reopen the country, this shouldn't be up to the doctors. We talked about this yesterday. This needs to be up to a whole slew of people. You need doctors at the table. You need nurses at the table. You need teachers at the table. You really need the teachers at the table. You need the dentists at the table. Okay? You need the suicide hotline crisis counselors at the table. You need mental health workers. You need cops at the table. You need people running, the jails at the table. And so when you have a bunch of people at this table, it's going to be a big table. And I understand it's going to violate the social distancing rules because you can't have more than 10 people on. Okay, then fine. Use Zoom. I don't care. You need to, I guess, make this decision on reopening the country very calculated with as much information as possible. If I was governor, I would not, for the love of the Lord, be releasing prisoners, dangerous prisoners out there. I mean, you had marijuana in your car, who cares? But honestly, you know, anybody that was a pedophile, anybody that raped, anybody that killed, anybody that's, this is not the time that our police force needs to be taxed. So if I was governor and I had a jail in my state, and the majority of us do, I would say, ixnay on the letting prisoners out. Okay, that's just absolutely stupid. All right, I don't even understand. And I get, well, you know, the prisoners have health issues, and you know, anybody vulnerable, then have them stay in their cell. There's a lot of places within a jail where you can quarantine, or you could sequester those at high risk. If not, then you know, we need to then probably repurpose other institutions that could be then used as another sort of facility. You don't just let them out. I mean, I've been to 12 schools. Half of them could have easily acted as a jail. There was not one window. You couldn't get to the door. I remember the doors being locked sometimes. So, trust me, you have other options, okay? Next, what I would do, if you could figure out how to do this HIPAA compliantly, is, and we talked about this in the previous segment, is what we need to do is take a look at the number of deaths that happened in your state. Okay, so I live in Nevada. So in Nevada, we have had, and I apologize, I'm trying to pull this up right now, I think we've had 100, oh, sorry. You know, every time I look this up, Nevada's gone. We've had 130 deaths in Nevada. 130. We aren't the most populous state, but 130 is still too many for my taste. So if I was governor, I would say, all right, let's get HIPAA releases from the family, and I would like to see, or just take the names off. Take the names and the gender. And by the way, if you guys ever did that with my medical records, please take off the weight, okay? I really don't need you guys seeing the weight, you know? Or my gynecological history. Please take that off also. All right, but I give you guys full permission to look at my medical records then, okay? Take off the name. Take off any identifying, you know, information. And then take a look at the 130 deaths that happened in our city or in our state. Find out how many of those 130 were tested positive for coronavirus. Not all of them were. Let's say 100 of them were. Okay, 100 of them tested positive for coronavirus. Of those 100 that tested positive for coronavirus, did the lungs have the look of the SARS, severe acute respiratory syndrome? Were they coronavirus cases where the heart started to fail or they went into multi-organ failure? How many of those 100? Now, let's say 30 of those 130 never got a test. There wasn't enough tests, which, as governor, I'd like to know why the hell not. Okay, I mean, honestly, you know, we couldn't have had 130 tests, but let's say of those 30, all right, you know, 30 didn't get a test, why not? And then, did they look like they had SARS also? You know, or was it assumed, you know, that the doctor said, look, you know, according to the CDC, if, you know, there's a probable, you know, reason for it, you know, it being coronavirus, we could call coronavirus, you know, down on the death certificate. Now, the reason why I say this is Monday morning quarterbacks are so needed right now. Because, you know, the doctors and the nurses and the nurse practitioners and PAs and everybody in the thick of everything right now, they, you know, they might have had to call it and then move on to the next patient. So now we have data. In Nevada, we have 130 deaths. And again, it's very tragic. But let's look at the medical records. And let's figure out how many of them were true coronavirus. 130 medical charts is not a lot to look at. I could do that in one afternoon, people. And you know, you can make a spreadsheet. I'm not that good at Excel, but you can make an easy spreadsheet. Why don't we get 10 scientists? It could be done in an hour. And let's look at exactly see what it was and then give everybody that data. You know, how many of those who died were over 60? How many of those who died were over 50? And I know they are starting to give us that data. And then from there, you can make a better idea and a better judgment on whether we still need to be freaked out, whether we still need to be closed down. It was, you know, it was a teenager that just, you know, walked to a Walmart. I mean, you know, this is the data we need, and it's really not that hard. New York, yeah, they got, you know, what? New York has 10,000 deaths. That's going to take a little longer than a couple hours. But California has 789 deaths. All right? And again, we're not talking cases so much. All right? Now, mind you, we also have the serious cases. We have the ones that needed to be in the ICU. All right, well, those could be analyzed as well. But if I was governor, I would be demanding, and I don't know exactly where I would demand it from. Probably I would be demanding because, again, everybody's been really, really cool and busting their butts. But I would be demanding to have the medical records immediately reviewed and scoured through and some hardline facts on how deadly this was. The big problem we're having right now in America is there is no trust. Nobody believes that the government is telling us exactly what's going on. And the problem is when we're not being told what we need to hear and we think we're only being fed BS, now you start to have the conspiracy theories. Now you start to have people going, wait a second, this might not be that deadly. And mind you, this is a deadly virus. As a doctor, I will tell you, this is a deadly virus. This is. But is it deadlier than flu? I mean, do we need to close down every single winter if we don't come up with a vaccine? All right. I mean, do we, you know, like Governor Newsom, not plan on reopening? I get asked, where's the vaccine from the first coronavirus infection? The 2002-2003 coronavirus vaccine never really made it to human trials, from what I understand, because they got close, started to cause some immune responses in animals, and then by the time they started to move closer, outbreak was done. So we don't have a vaccine. Now, I'm not saying it's not doable. It can be doable, but we just haven't, you know, we just don't have that from, it just stopped. When you don't have pharmaceutical companies that are going to make money from a vaccine because the epidemic is over, you're not really going to have people make a vaccine. The other thing I would demand as governor is somebody going into that lab in Wuhan, China, and getting every piece of data that they had. I told you guys this months ago. If it did come from a lab, and everybody's saying it is now, all right, then can we get that data? And by the way, I would also want to know what else got leaked from that lab. Okay, I sincerely doubt only one virus got leaked. I wouldn't be surprised if a whole crap load of stuff. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there.
and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contactinthedesert.com.
For tuning in, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So iPhone, there's a new one that's about $399, which is, I guess, supposed to be a steal. These iPhones are ridiculously high, but I love my iPhone. Apparently, Apple announces the new $399 iPhone SE for 2020. Looks like an iPhone 8, but it has some modern specs. Say, Apple has officially announced their new iPhone SE. It's a lower-cost iPhone. It has 64 gigabyte storage, same basic shape and look as the iPhone 8. So it has a 4.7-inch screen. What is a bezel? It says large bezels on the top and bottom. Not sure what that is. And a home button with Touch ID. It's a design that has stayed consistent since the iPhone 6. So basically, iPhone SE is a fifth generation of that same look. I don't know where they get fifth generation from an iPhone 6 to iPhone 8, but that's okay. So it is available by pre-order this Friday, April 17th, and will ship April 24th. There will be a 128-gigabyte model offered for $449 and a 256-gigabyte model for $549. Like other iPhones, it'll come with a year of Apple TV+. You can get it black, white, or red. So, this, you know, new iPhone, people are thinking, what the heck are they doing launching an iPhone now? I think they're going to sell. I think you have people so bored, and they have just nothing to do but to be on their phones and their computer. And they're, you know what I started doing? I started watching Game of Thrones again. There's plenty of stuff to do. I am so busy. You have no idea. I am so busy between telemedicine and the media. But when I'm home, I get bored. And one of my sons is starting to watch Game of Thrones. We hadn't let him watch Game of Thrones earlier, you know, because there's a lot of nude scenes and, you know, sex. There's a lot of, I mean, oh my gosh. I just saw the first episode of the whole entire series. And there were probably five different sex scenes in like an hour. It's crazy. It, you know, so, you know, but now that my son is older, you know, he's starting to watch it. Loves it, of course. And so, you know, I decided to, all right, well, you know, I'll start watching also. And we get bored. So they say this iPhone SE is essentially an iPhone 8 with a better camera and processor and a lower price tag. It is an old design, has Apple's A13 Bionic chip, not that I know the difference, and that's the same available in the latest iPhone 11. There's an iPhone 11? So that's why there's fifth generation. There's an iPhone 11 out there. I don't know what my iPhone is. I really don't. So it should have a longer lifespan than the iPhone 8. And there's a plus size version. I don't like buying plus sizes. Sometimes I need to. And, I don't know. I think maybe this is smart. You know, U.S. retail sales, we got a report out saying that things plunged about 8.7%. There's also concern that JCPenney may be going under, maybe filing bankruptcy. JCPenney's, Sears, remember Ward's? And May Company, I remember in Fairfax around, yeah, there was like May Company. You know, these big, huge Kmart, these big department stores have definitely struggled. You know, once Walmart came to be and Target came to be and then online shopping, we're being told that JCPenney, their shares hit an all-time low and they are close to filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. Reuters reported late Tuesday that JCPenney decided to shutter all of its 850 department stores, furloughed 95,000 employees, and they pushed a retailer to Chapter 11 filing. And they have $4 billion in outstanding debts. JCPenney officials are not immediately available to comment. And earlier this week, I guess Moody Investors Service cut the Plano, Texas group's credit rating down. So their credit rating's down. Their liquidity is, you know, obviously at, you know, in jeopardy. And their shares, I guess, dropped 32.8%. So JCPenney, to me, is kind of a big barometer of how these clothing, you know, big stores do. JCPenney would sell a lot of stuff. JCPenney used to sell, I think, you know, very similarly to Sears. And so seeing JCPenney have issues starts to kind of be the fall of the, you know, older sort of, you know, too big to fail in terms of being, you know, monster, department stores and you know, things that had a huge, you know, foothold in the market. Now, their forecast isn't that good. Best Buy, we're being told, is going to have to furlough, I think, 51,000 employees starting April 19th. They're going to still have benefits. But Best Buy, did see an initial increase in demand. Apparently people bought freezers. They bought computer monitors and other things, you know, while they were going to stay at home. But now, things are just slow. These are very, very slow. And so furloughing 51,000 employees, that's like the size of a city. Company said Wednesday, it's going to affect all of its part-time store employees. Some of its full-time store employees are going to try to keep 82% of their full-time employees to still work in stores. See, I didn't know that Best Buy was because not all states have essential lockdowns yet, or non-essential lockdowns yet. Okay, so that's probably what's going on. Geek Squad employees will continue to get paid. Any of the employees that work out in the field will still be there. Best Buy shares were down 7%. They have a market value of $16.8 billion, down 25%. And, you know, Best Buy had to adapt. They've been doing, curbside pickup at the stores. They've had to compete with online. They've had to compete with Amazon. But they're still trying to do tuition reimbursements, health benefits. They want to plan on doing that for at least 3 months. So they did have a sales surge, you know. But, once we see these companies go down, I don't see the pickup happening that quickly. You know, I mean, maybe Apple's going to be able to sell this cheaper iPhone. But, you know, as people are struggling to get back to work, you know, I mean, if they already have a laptop, if they already have a computer, I don't know how much you're going to buy another one. Now, I bought a new laptop before all this happened because I do telemedicine. And I was like, look, if one of my laptop fails, I need to be able to log on to another laptop. And I did. I bought a second laptop. Oh, it was expensive. It was like $1,100 and then warranty. And oh, my gosh, these laptops are ridiculous. But I'm like, look, this is my job now. If I don't have to pay for overhead, if I don't have to, you know. So the computer business might see an uptick as people are going to be working from home. And so if businesses are going to shutter a lot of their offices and cubicles and not have to pay for rent, they might pay for people to have office equipment. You know, a lot of institutions, a lot of universities, you know, allow people to have computers to take home and laptops and things like that. And so, you know, you might see a little bit of uptick in, computer, but does Best Buy need to have a big anchor store? Probably not. You know, do they have to, you know, pay for all that square footage? So U.S. retail, they said, plunged 8.7%. Now, why not more? Well, because, you know, you still have people out there. You still have essential workers. I still bought some clothes. I mean, I'm on air. I didn't have a lot of money. I didn't buy the most expensive clothes, but I bought a couple inexpensive tops to wear because I'm still on air. I bought some makeup. So there is still retail. Grocery store sales surged 26.7%. You're going to see huge obesity. And then furniture went down, sporting goods went down, appliances went down. So, you know, these are things to think about when we're kind of slowing down on reopening the country. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.